In spring, the desert undergoes a remarkable transformation. For just a few weeks a year, the flowers of over 3,000 different plant species turn this desert into the Garden of Africa. This dazzling variety of color has evolved over time for a very special purpose. For plants to seduce their insect pollinators. Some extraordinary relationships have been forged. The bright purple blossoms of Laparusia are designed purely to attract a fly with the longest tongue in Africa. As the fly probes for a sip of nectar in the long floral tubes, pollen is dabbed onto its forehead. A smart design, but on a windy day, it's not so easy to hit the target. Diasia flowers use not nectar, but nutritious oils, secreted by glands at the tips of their floral tubes to tempt pollinators. Flower and bee, in this case a perfect fit as the insect dips its toes for oil. Ignited by the rain, the flowering of the karoo touches the lives of all its inhabitants. Brant's whistling rats are quick to harvest the blossoms around their burrows. These desert rats time their breeding to the burst of fresh food. But with snakes around, mothers can't risk leaving their youngsters at home. Clinging to her nipples, they're carried along. A sort of meals on wheels.